Good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of 3Tune Tuesday. I am your host, Bonaparte, and 3Tune Tuesday is my opportunity to whisk you away to a time when wind-up phonographs were the height of technology, and the art of recording music was still a wonder of acoustics. Today is Tuesday, July the 16th, and you found your way to my digital abode, a quaint cottage nestled in the sprawling digital countryside, where all are welcome. Please step inside and make yourself comfortable. Envision yourself settling into a large, plush Victorian chair, the kind that envelops you in comfort, with an old-fashioned stand-up radio beside you. Close your eyes, and let me guide you on a journey through time to listen to a musical tapestry woven from the threads of various cultures. Today, we're embarking on a musical journey that celebrates the vibrant tapestry of cultures that shaped early 20th century music. We'll explore how the melting pot of urban centers brought together diverse musical traditions, creating sounds that still resonate with us today. As we travel back to the early 1900s, imagine the bustling streets of New York, Chicago, or New Orleans. The air is filled with the cacophony of languages, the aroma of foods from distant lands, and, most importantly, the melodies of a thousand homelands blending into something entirely new. It's in this rich cultural stew that we find the birthplace of the tunes we'll be savoring today. So sit back and relax, and let's embark on a musical adventure that spans continents, crosses cultural boundaries, and all from the comfort of your favorite listening spot. The early 20th century was a time of great change and cultural fusion, particularly in the urban centers of America. Cities like the aforementioned New York, Chicago, and New Orleans became veritable melting pots where people from all corners of the world came together, bringing with them the rich tapestry of their musical traditions. Imagine the sounds of Italian arias mingling with African American spirituals, or the strains of an Irish jig intertwining with a Spanish flamenco. These urban centers became crucibles of creativity, where musical styles collided and combined in ways never before imagined. This era saw an unprecedented influx of immigrants to America's shores. Between 1900 and 1915 alone, more than 15 million immigrants arrived in the United States, each group carrying with them the songs of their homeland. The tenements of New York's Lower East Side echoed with Yiddish folk songs, while the streets of New Orleans pulsated with the rhythms of Caribbean and African music. These diverse musical traditions didn't remain isolated. They mingled and merged, creating new forms of expression that would go on to shape the landscape of American music for generations to come. Crucially, this period also saw rapid advancements in technology that would forever change how music was created, recorded, and enjoyed. The invention and refinement of the phonograph allowed these new musical fusions to be captured and shared far beyond the neighborhoods where they originated. Radio, too, began to play a pivotal role, bringing diverse musical styles into homes across the country. It's against this backdrop of cultural exchange and technological innovation that we find our three songs for today. El Choclo, a tango that crossed oceans to be recorded by a Spanish band. Nola, a ragtime-inspired piece that blends classical and popular styles. And Gypsy Love Song, a romantic ballad that brings operatic influences to the masses. Each of these pieces tells a unique story of cultural cross-pollination, and together they paint a vivid picture of the musical melting pot of the early 20th century. Our musical journey begins in the vibrant streets of Buenos Aires with El Choclo, a tango composed by Angel Villoldo in 1903. The tango, born in the working-class neighborhoods of Argentina and Uruguay, is a dance that embodies passion, connection, and cultural fusion. Its very origins speak to the melting pot theme, blending influences from African slaves, European immigrants, and native South Americans. El Choclo, which translates to the corn cob, might seem an unlikely title for a passionate dance tune, but it was common for early tangos to reference everyday items or even slang terms. What's fascinating about our 1908 recording is that it's performed not only by an Argentinian ensemble, but by the Banda Española on the Columbia label. This speaks volumes about the rapid spread of the tango from South America to Europe and North America in the early 20th century. By 1908, the tango had already begun its conquest of Paris, and from there it quickly spread to other major cities. The fact that a Spanish band was recording this Argentinian tune for an American record label showcases the truly international nature of the music industry even in its early days. This recording of El Choclo by Banda Española is a testament to the cultural exchange happening in the early recording industry. Here we have a Spanish interpretation of an Argentinian dance recorded for an American audience, a true musical melting pot. The band's brass-heavy arrangement, typical of Spanish bands of the era, adds yet another layer of cultural fusion to this already multicultural piece. As we listen to this 1908 recording, let's appreciate not just the catchy melody that has made El Choclo one of the most recognizable tangos, but also the complex web of cultural interactions that brought this music to our ears. It's a beautiful example of how music can transcend borders, languages, and cultures, creating something that resonates with people around the world.
El Choclo, tango criollo del conocido autor argentino Ángel Villoldo, ejecutado por la famosa banda Columbia, dirigida por su maestro Charles Free.
Thank you.
Now, before we continue on our musical journey, I'd like to take a moment to talk about something that's sure to put a pep in your step, much like the lively tango we just heard. And that is Skeleton Brew Coffee, the perfect companion for your early morning listening sessions or late-night phonograph parties. Now, I know what you're thinking. Bonaparte, how can coffee possibly relate to our cultural melting pot theme? Well, that's easy. Just as music brings together influences from around the world, Skeleton Brew Coffee sources its beans from fair-trained cooperatives around the globe. They offer 6 distinct roasts, from a light roast as bright as a ragtime piano to a dark roast as rich and complex as an operatic aria. But here's what's really set Skeleton Brew apart. They don't roast your coffee until after you order it. Small batch roasting ensures that each cup is as fresh as a newly pressed record. And if that weren't enough to make you sit up and take notice, 10% of all proceeds are donated to nonprofit art organizations. So while you're enjoying your morning brew, you're also supporting the arts. And that's something to tap your foot to. So visit Skeleton Brew Coffee at https://skeletonbrew.coffee to order yours today. Our second musical selection takes us from the passionate rhythms of Argentina to the bustling streets of New York City with Nola, a foxtrot composed by Felix Arndt in 1915. Arndt was born in New York in 1889 and was a musical prodigy with a fascinating multicultural background. His father was Swiss and his mother was Austrian, but it was his godmother, the celebrated Cuban pianist Teresa Carreño, who had a profound influence on his musical development. This blend of European and Latin American influences would come to define Arndt's unique compositional style. Nola is a perfect example of the cultural fusion happening in American music during this era. At its core, the piece is a charming ragtime number, a quintessentially American genre with roots in African-American communities. However, Arndt's classical training shines through in the complex harmonies and intricate melodic lines, creating what he called a syncopated waltz. The result is a composition that bridges the gap between the popular ragtime style and the European classical tradition, much like how the cultural melting pot of New York City was blending diverse influences into something new. It's worth noting that Nola was subtitled as a foxtrot, capitalizing on the immense popularity of this dance in the 1910s. The foxtrot craze swept through American ballrooms, influencing composers to create pieces that fit this new, smoother style of dancing. This trend is another example of how social changes were directly impacting musical composition. Moreover, Nola emerged from the Tin Pan Alley scene in New York, a veritable melting pot of musical styles and cultures. In the crowded tenements and bustling music publishing houses of Tin Pan Alley, musicians from various backgrounds came together, sharing ideas and creating the soundtrack of early 20th century. It is from Tin Pan Alley that we begin to get the building blocks of the Great American Songbook. As we listen to Nola, let's appreciate how it encapsulates this vibrant, multicultural moment in American music history. Before we dive into our final musical selection, I'd like to take a moment to share Blind Skeleton with you. If you've been enjoying our journey through the sounds of yesteryear, then I do have a treat for you, and that is Blind Skeleton. It's a passion project primarily of mine, dedicated to all things vintage entertainment. So imagine a place where the charm of black and white movies, the expressive art of silent films, the crackling warmth of 78 RPM records, the timeless beauty of antique film photography, and the nostalgic comfort of old-time radio all come together. It's exactly what you'll find at Blind Skeleton. It's a sanctuary for those who appreciate the artistry and innovation of bygone eras, much like the music we explore here on 3 Tune Tuesday. I invite you to visit blindskeleton.one and immerse yourself in this world of vintage delights. While you're there, sign up for the mailing list. You'll be the first to know about new discoveries, fascinating historical tidbits, and perhaps even some exclusive content. And don't forget to follow Blind Skeleton on social media for daily doses of nostalgia. It's the perfect complement to our weekly musical time travel. Now let's return to our musical journey. Our final selection for today takes us into the world of operetta with Gypsy Love Song, performed by Eugene Cowles in 1906. Cowles was born in Stansted, Quebec in 1860, and was a classically trained bass singer who made a name for himself in both the operatic and popular music scenes of the late 19th and early 20th centuries. His dual career is a perfect embodiment of the blending of high and low culture that was occurring in the music world at the time. Gypsy Love Song comes from the 1898 operetta The Fortune Teller by Victor Herbert, an Irish-born American composer who was instrumental in developing the American operetta style. This piece, like many of its time, presents a romanticized and often inaccurate portrayal of Romani, or Gypsy, culture. It's important to note that while these portrayals were popular in early 20th century entertainment, they often relied on stereotypes and exoticized views of Romani people. The fascination with gypsy themes in music and theater of this era reflects the broader trend of European and American audiences being drawn to what they perceived as exotic or mysterious cultures. What makes this recording particularly interesting is how it represents the merging of operatic and popular styles. Operetta, a lighter form of opera, often featuring spoken dialogue alongside musical numbers, served as a bridge between classical opera and the emerging musical theater genre. Cowles' performance of Gypsy Love Song brings the formal vocal techniques of opera to a more accessible, popular-style composition. This blending of styles made operatic music more approachable to a broader audience, while also elevating popular music with more complex arrangements and vocal performances. As we listen to Cowles' rich bass voice tackle this romantic ballad, we're hearing a pivotal moment in the evolution of American musical theater, a true cultural synthesis that would pave the way for the Broadway musicals of the coming decades.
Families there with the blossoms fair.
As we draw the curtains on today's musical journey, let's take a moment to reflect on the rich tapestry of sounds we've experienced. We've traversed continents and cultures from the passionate rhythms of an Argentinian tango, interpreted by a Spanish band, to the syncopated melodies of New York's Tin Pan Alley, finally to the romantic strains of American operetta. Each of these pieces, in its own unique way, tells a story of cultural exchange and musical innovation. These songs are more than just melodies from a bygone era. They're audible proof of the vibrant cultural exchanges happening in the early 20th century. In the tango, we heard how a dance born in the working-class neighborhoods of Buenos Aires could capture the imagination of the world. Felix Arndt's Nola showed us how European classical traditions could meld seamlessly with American ragtime to create something entirely new. And in Eugene Cowell's rendition of Gypsy Love Song, we witnessed the breaking down of barriers between high and low culture, a process that would fundamentally reshape the landscape of American music. The impact of this early 20th century musical melting pot continues to resonate in our modern world. The fusion of styles and cultures that we heard today laid the groundwork for the rich diversity of music we enjoy now. From jazz to rock, from world music to modern classical compositions, the spirit of cultural exchange and musical innovation lives on. As we face our own era of global connections and cultural fusions, perhaps we can take inspiration from these early pioneers who found harmony amidst diversity. And that brings us to the end of this week's show. Thank you for listening and spending some time with me today to listen to some truly classic, truly old tunes. I am your host, Bonaparte, bidding you a good night from my digital cottage in this sprawling digital countryside. Remember, in the whirlwind of the modern world, there's always a place here by the fire where the music plays on, timeless and true.